Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Confession, I can't stand corporate speak. I think it comes off as pretentious. Using jargon is confusing and comes off like a word salad with no real point. There, I said it. Moving on, let's drill down on what is keeping us clinging to the logic-only approach. Here are two false stories I hear from folks who are resistant. First up, I gotta prove it. That's true. B2B buyers aren't going to pay premium prices because you made them feel good. Someone who influences that buyer will insist on data. But we got to get emotional agreement first. We have to show that we understand the buyer's world in a visceral way. That reaction of being seen and understood is more powerful now than in the past. It's what makes that person in the room insist on hiring us. Second story? But it's true. Yes, the facts may be on your side. You may have the best track record out there. But don't underestimate the copycats. When anyone can make similar claims, buyers become skeptical of everyone. And anyway, any business out there for a while has a fan club. Facts like better service or big results don't differentiate you enough, even if you can prove it. So here's what I tell folks. Both the emotional and logical have their place. The issue is that the roles have changed. Logic used to lead, it doesn't anymore. But that doesn't mean we forego the facts. We just use them to justify the emotional decision buyers have made to work with us. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.